Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Frames of Mind by Howard Gardner, a pioneering book that challenges traditional views on intelligence. Published in 1983, this groundbreaking work introduces the theory of multiple intelligences, which suggests that intelligence is not a single, fixed attribute, but a complex cluster of varied abilities that every individual possesses in different measures. Gardner, a prominent developmental psychologist and a professor at Harvard University, argues that recognizing these distinct intelligences can transform educational practices, allowing for a more tailored and effective approach that accommodates diverse learning styles. His influential theory has not only reshaped educational policies, but continues to influence educators around the globe, encouraging a more inclusive understanding of student capabilities. Ideal for psychology enthusiasts, educators, and anyone curious about the nuances of the human mind, Frames of Mind provides profound insights into how we think, learn, and perceive the world. It's a must-read for those looking to expand their understanding of human intelligence beyond conventional metrics. Join us as we explore how Gardner's multiple intelligences theory has redefined what it means to be smart. Frames of Mind, The Theory of Multiple Intelligences. Introduction. Exploring the multifaceted nature of intelligence through a revolutionary theory. Think about the last time you took an IQ test. Questions that measure linguistic prowess and logical reasoning dominate these assessments, but do they give a full picture of a person's intellectual capabilities? Many critics argue that relying solely on these measures overlooks the diverse talents and forms of understanding that individuals possess. Enter Howard Gardner's groundbreaking theory of multiple intelligences, which throws the traditional notion of a singular, all-encompassing intelligence out the window. According to Gardner, the human mind comprises various independent intelligences, each one a different way of interacting with the world. This transformative idea has profound implications for everything from education to personal development. No longer bound by the narrow confines of linguistic and logical skills, we begin to see how other forms of intelligence, like spatial awareness and musical ability, contribute equally to a person's overall intellectual functioning and potential success in life. For instance, consider the unexpected connection between music and programming. While at first glance, these disciplines seem worlds apart, Gardner's theory suggests that the patterns and structures central to musical composition can enhance one's ability to solve complex problems in computer programming. Similarly, the story of John Dalton, a pioneering chemist, illustrates the power of spatial thinking. Dalton's ability to conceptualize chemical structures in three-dimensional space revolutionized the field of chemistry, showing that spatial intelligence can lead to groundbreaking scientific discoveries. This chapter not only introduces the various types of intelligences postulated by Gardner, but also poses an exciting revelation. Recognizing and nurturing these multiple intelligences can lead to more effective learning and teaching methods, tailor-made to suit the diverse intellectual landscapes we all navigate. The following narratives dive deeper into these intelligences, their characteristics, and their potential to reshape our understanding of success and fulfillment in education and beyond. Part 1. Reimagining Intelligence Beyond Conventional Assessments. Imagine three distinct individuals from diverse corners of the world, each excelling in a field incredibly removed from the typical classroom scenario. A young navigator from the Caroline Islands, a devout scholar from Iran, and a budding musician from Paris. Their unique talents highlight a fundamental flaw in modern intelligence assessment. Today's intelligence tests largely fail to capture the breadth and depth of human potential. The standard IQ tests, focused on linguistic and logical mathematical skills, might completely overlook a Polynesian sailor's navigational prowess, the memorization and linguistic dexterity of an Iranian theologian, or the creative musical compositions of a Parisian teenager. The prevailing notion of intelligence is indeed narrow, almost tunnel-visioned. We often imagine intelligence as a singular, quantifiable attribute, easily measurable like height or weight. But is that really all there is to it? Howard Gardner challenged this limited view by proposing a broader, more inclusive definition of intelligence. Gardner introduced the concept of multiple intelligences, advocating that human intellect comprises a variety of distinct dimensions. His list includes 7 specific types: linguistic, musical, logical-mathematical, spatial, bodily-kinesthetic, intrapersonal, and interpersonal intelligence. Each type reflects a different way of interacting with the world, and crucially, each can be isolated by brain injuries, indicating their unique neurological underpinnings. Moreover, these intelligences allow individuals to solve problems or create products valuable within one or more cultural settings. However, not all potential abilities fit into Gardner's framework of intelligences. For example, the ability to recognize faces can be isolated in brain studies, meeting one of Gardner's criteria. Yet it does not generally help solve problems or create new approaches to knowledge, excluding it from being categorized as a form of intelligence. One may ask, why bother defining intelligence at all if the categories are so fluid and diverse? Gardner's goal is not to confine, but to liberate our understanding of human capabilities. By recognizing and fostering multiple intelligences, we can tailor educational and developmental approaches to better suit individual strengths and needs, potentially transforming how achievements and potentials are gauged across different societies and cultures. So, when considering the limits of current intelligence testing methods, it's crucial to step back and appreciate the complexity of the human mind. Multifaceted and unique, far beyond what traditional tests could ever encapsulate. Part 2: Unleashing Potential Through the Lens of Multiple Intelligences. The debate on whether intelligence is predominantly inherited rages on among scientists, with estimates ranging wildly. Some researchers suggest that as much as 80% of intelligence variation may be genetically determined, while others speculate that the figure is closer to 20% or even deny any hereditary basis altogether. Given this wide disparity, is it time to rethink how we perceive genetic influence on intelligence? Perhaps it's more constructive to view individuals as genetically at promise for certain abilities rather than predetermined to develop them. For instance, a potential chess prodigy may never discover her talent if she never encounters a chessboard. Underlying this discussion is the potential application of multiple intelligences theory to maximize individual gifts and capabilities. This theory doesn't just identify genetic predispositions, but emphasizes creating nurturing environments that allow these potential abilities to flourish. The complexities of genetic research often make it difficult to distinctly separate inherent abilities from those developed through environmental interaction. However, insights from neurobiology provide substantial guidance in understanding cognitive development. Concepts like canalization and plasticity shed light on this. Canalization describes the predetermined developmental pathways of biological systems. For example, the process by which cells in an embryo's neural tube are predictably programmed to form specific brain and spinal cord parts is a classic instance of canalization. Conversely, plasticity refers to the brain's flexibility in adapting to a variety of environmental inputs, particularly evident in language acquisition in young children. A child who undergoes significant brain surgery can often regain and develop language skills thanks to this neural plasticity, which tends to diminish with age. When the theory of multiple intelligences intersects with these neurobiological principles, there's significant potential to revolutionize educational approaches. By recognizing the varied intellectual strengths in children, educators could tailor their teaching methods to enhance learning outcomes significantly. Moreover, by applying the multiple intelligences framework, policymakers can reimagine educational systems and societal training programs, fostering an environment that encourages intellectual growth across a wide spectrum of intelligences, thus optimizing the collective potential of future generations. This broader application of the multiple intelligences theory thus represents not only an academic reconsideration, but also a practical blueprint for enhancing individual and societal development. Part 3. The Intricate Dance of Words. Understanding Linguistic Intelligence. Consider the meticulous care poets, like Robert Graves, take with each word they choose. Graves once struggled with a particular line in a poem that felt off due to a single word. Pattern. This pursuit for the perfect word led him to call, encapsulating multiple meanings that fit beautifully into his poem, enhancing both its meaning and its auditory allure. This exemplifies a profound mastery of linguistic intelligence. Linguistic intelligence is about more than just a good vocabulary. It represents a deep sensitivity to the nuances of language, its sounds, and its rhythms. People with high linguistic intelligence, like poets, not only grasp the various connotations of a word, but also consider how it harmonizes with other words, both semantically and phonetically. This type of intelligence is not confined to the literary world. It plays a crucial role in effective rhetoric, necessary for persuading others in political or persuasive arenas. It's also essential in educational contexts, where clear explanations and the use of metaphors can greatly enhance teaching and learning processes. From a neurobiological perspective, linguistic intelligence is one of the most extensively researched intelligences. The developmental trajectory of linguistic skills is well documented, beginning with the simple babbles of an infant, evolving into the more complex speech patterns of a toddler, and finally, the sophisticated syntax used by children as young as 4 or 5. This progression, remarkably consistent across different cultures, underscores the universality of language as a fundamental human tool for communication. The brain's left hemisphere is primarily responsible for linguistic capabilities. Specific damage to this part of the brain can lead to particular types of linguistic deficits. For example, damage to Broca's area, located in the frontal lobe, can simplify a person's sentence structure dramatically, limiting them to basic sentences devoid of the linguistic flourishes seen in more complex language use. This effect can mirror the terse prose of an author like Ernest Hemingway, highlighting how physical aspects of the brain influence linguistic expression. Through understanding linguistic intelligence, we can appreciate the complex interplay between language, thought, and brain function, revealing the intricate ways humans perceive and communicate with the world around them. Part 4. Harmonizing with the world, the essence of musical intelligence. Imagine 3 young children, each a musical prodigy, but each displaying their extraordinary abilities in distinct ways. One child adeptly performs a complex Bach suite on the violin, another effortlessly sings a Mozart aria after a single hearing, and a third composes and plays an original piece on the piano. These children exemplify musical intelligence, though their paths to musical expression vary greatly. Musical intelligence is about an acute sensitivity to sounds' nuances, rhythms, pitches, and timbres. It enables individuals not only to appreciate and analyze sounds, but also to create and communicate through musical forms. Consider musical intelligence as the sound equivalent of linguistic intelligence. It's not just about listening or performing. It's about understanding and responding to music on a deeply instinctual level. From a child engaged in a structured musical training program like the Suzuki Method, which nurtures this intelligence early on, to a child with severe autism who can echo complex musical pieces, the manifestations of musical intelligence can be diverse. Even in a musically enriched family environment, a child can develop the ability to intuitively understand and create music, embodying the true spirit of musical intelligence. Similar to language development, almost everyone possesses a basic ability to recognize and appreciate music's structure. People can recognize rhythm patterns or determine whether a musical piece's conclusion feels harmonically fitting within its established key, demonstrating a universal, albeit basic, level of musical understanding. However, musical intelligence is distinct from linguistic intelligence in its brain processing areas. While both rely on auditory perceptions, the brain stores and processes musical pitch differently from spoken language. This distinction was highlighted in research by psychologist Diana Deutsch, where interference by musical tones greatly disrupted participants' recall of other tones, while verbal interferences like words or numbers had a minimal impact. This demonstrates the specialized brain functions catering to musical intelligence, distinctively tuned to handle musical elements. Through these insights, it becomes clear that musical intelligence is not merely a talent, but a profound cognitive capability, enabling individuals to communicate, connect, and create through the universal language of music. Part 5. Deciphering the world through logical mathematical intelligence. Imagine a child engrossed in counting objects before her, discovering that regardless of the sequence, the count remains consistent at 10. This simple act of counting and reordering marks her early engagement with logical mathematical intelligence. Initially tethered to the concrete world of tangible objects, this type of intelligence evolves into an abstract, sophisticated understanding of numbers, logic, and ultimately, scientific thought. Logical mathematical intelligence fundamentally revolves around abstract reasoning. It progresses from tangible interactions to the abstract realms where abstract patterns, relationships, and numbers govern understanding and problem solving. A defining feature is the capacity to perceive logical sequences and patterns beyond superficial details. For instance, when a mathematician encounters a series of mathematical propositions, it isn't merely the content she remembers, but the relational structure, the logic that connects these propositions. Her strengths lie not in rote memorization, but in her ability to engage in detailed, abstract reasoning and to unravel intricate patterns of logic that dictate mathematical truths. Mathematics, in its essence, is abstract, a labyrinth of complex analogies, often dealing with concepts that defy straightforward interpretation, like imaginary numbers, irrational numbers, and paradoxes. These figures and constructs don't exist physically. They are the results of abstract thought processes that delve into the very fabric of logic itself. Current understanding places the seat of logical mathematical reasoning predominantly in the left hemisphere of the brain. Conditions such as dementia can erode these abilities, while specific syndromes like Gerstmann syndrome illustrate how targeted neurological impairments can disrupt basic arithmetical skills and spatial orientation. In many Western societies, logical mathematical intelligence is held in high esteem, often seen as a driving force behind technological and scientific progress. It's commonly believed that this form of intelligence shapes history through its unique analytical capabilities. However, it's important to recognize its limits. Despite its profound impact on areas like science and technology, logical mathematical intelligence is not a universal solver of all problems. There are myriad challenges and complexities in the world that require different kinds of intelligences to understand and address effectively. Thus, understanding logical mathematical intelligence provides insight into how some individuals decode the world through numbers and logical constructs, contributing uniquely to the collective human endeavor. However, it also underscores the necessity for diverse intelligences in navigating the myriad facets of human experience and knowledge. Part 6. Navigating the world with spatial intelligence. Imagine visualizing a horse in your mind. Can you determine which is higher, the top of its tail or the base of its head? Or picture folding a piece of paper in half 3 times. How many rectangles does this produce? These mental exercises aren't just casual brain teasers. They tap into a cognitive ability known as spatial intelligence. This form of intelligence encompasses the ability to visualize, manipulate, and reason with objects in three-dimensional space. Spatial intelligence allows individuals to perceive and interact effectively with their physical environment. It involves the capacity not only to recognize the visual spatial world accurately, but also to transform and modify initial perceptions and reproduce them, even in the absence of direct physical stimuli. Interestingly, spatial intelligence is not solely dependent on visual perception. It can function effectively even without sight. People who are visually impaired, for instance, can develop keen spatial awareness, utilizing other senses to understand and navigate the world around them. Although they may not perceive elements like color, they can adeptly recognize and interpret sizes and shapes through touch and sound. This intelligence is pivotal in various practical contexts, from everyday navigation to interpreting and creating visual art. Spatial skills are essential, for example, in the work of an artist who must conceive and manipulate complex three-dimensional forms, or in the navigational strategies used by individuals in expansive environments like deserts or oceans. The application of spatial abilities extends beyond literal physical spaces. Some individuals, like the chemist John Dalton, creatively apply spatial reasoning to abstract concepts, such as envisioning atoms as miniature solar systems, blending elements of both chemistry and astronomy. Culturally, the relevance and development of spatial intelligence can vary significantly. In environments where detailed spatial discernment is crucial for survival, such as the tundra, native inhabitants often develop highly refined spatial skills. Research notes that a significant percentage of children from such backgrounds display spatial abilities comparable to the top percentages of their peers globally. This type of intelligence is intrinsically linked to the tangible physical world, much like bodily kinesthetic intelligence, which focuses on the control and manipulation of the body in space. Both these intelligences highlight the diverse ways humans interact with their environments, yet they each emphasize different aspects of that interaction. Spatial intelligence, through visual and perceptual skills, and bodily kinesthetic, through physical coordination and strength. As we continue to explore the multiple intelligences, we find a rich tapestry of capabilities that define human cognition in varied and fascinating ways. Part 7: Mastering Movement Through Bodily Kinesthetic Intelligence. When we think of expressing intelligence through physical movements, dance is an art form that epitomizes this. Dance, an ancient expression of human culture, encompasses a vast range of movements, performing what could be considered a physically crafted narrative or emotion. The precision and intention behind the rhythmic flow of a dancer exemplify bodily kinesthetic intelligence, which is significantly about mastering and manipulating the body's movements. Skilled use of the body reflects bodily kinesthetic intelligence, which is integral not only to dance, but to any activity requiring fine-tuned physical coordination. This form of intelligence is seen in athletes, dancers, surgeons, and craftspeople, who excel in their domains thanks to their superior command over their physical selves. In many Western contexts, bodily pursuits are often overlooked as a form of intelligence. Traditionally, intelligence has been equated with activities related to abstract reasoning or verbal capabilities. However, the rigorous physical demands and precise control in disciplines such as surgery or sports clearly demonstrate an intellectual engagement of a different sort. Consider a surgeon whose precise hand movements during complex surgeries are as vital as her theoretical knowledge. The intuitive grasp of bodily movements can also be observed in sports. Hockey legend Wayne Gretzky's ability to subtly delay his actions to throw off an opponent's timing illustrates an acute bodily kinesthetic intelligence. Gretzky himself argued against attributing his hockey skills merely to instinct, pointing out the intense understanding and preparation involved, mirroring how one wouldn't reduce a doctor's expertise to mere instinct. Moreover, the brain's involvement in bodily movements is profound. It's not just about sending motor signals. The brain refines and adapts these signals to optimize performance toward a desired goal, showcasing a dynamic interplay between cognition and physical action. It's a testament to how bodily kinesthetic intelligence is mediated through the nervous system, necessitating both physical and cognitive harmony. Conditions such as apraxia further illuminate this interdependence. In apraxia, despite understanding a task and having the desire and physical capacity to perform it, individuals might find themselves unable to execute the action, pointing to disruptions in the neural pathways that mediate bodily kinesthetic intelligence. This exploration of bodily kinesthetic intelligence redefines our perception of intelligence itself, expanding it beyond the confines of mental or verbal proficiencies to include the eloquent language of the body. As we transition from externally oriented intelligences like this, we prepare to dive into the realms of internally oriented personal intelligences, which cater to inner states and aptitudes. Part 8: Understanding Self and Others Through Personal Intelligences. In the early 20th century, a meaningful encounter between Sigmund Freud and William James symbolized a foundational shift in psychology. This moment, arising from Freud's lecture tour in the United States, captured the essence of two diverging philosophies within the field. Freud, focusing on the depths of an individual's inner psyche, and James, concentrating on interpersonal dynamics, highlight the distinction between two critical forms of personal intelligence: intrapersonal and interpersonal. Personal intelligences encompass our capacity to understand ourselves and relate effectively with others. These twin intelligences, each pivotal in its own right, offer profound insights into human behavior and social interactions. Intrapersonal intelligence involves a deep self-awareness, including understanding one's emotions, motivations, and desires. This intelligence allows individuals to navigate their inner landscape, much like the introspective explorations of novelist Marcel Proust, whose detailed examination of his emotions and thoughts in his literary works provides a classic example of intrapersonal intelligence at play. Conversely, interpersonal intelligence pertains to the ability to perceive and interact with others effectively. It involves understanding others' emotions, motives, and actions, which is essential for effective communication and relationship building. Mahatma Gandhi exemplified this intelligence, leveraging his profound understanding of people to lead and inspire massive social changes. Both types of personal intelligence primarily involve the brain's frontal lobes, where sensory perceptions meet emotional responses, facilitating a nuanced understanding of both self and social dynamics. This neurological basis supports the processing and integration of complex personal and social cues, highlighting the deep connection between these forms of intelligence and our cognitive architecture. Cultural contexts can greatly influence the development and emphasis of personal intelligences. For instance, in Balinese society, where social life is akin to a continuous performance with individuals donning various masks, interpersonal intelligence is paramount. In contrast, Moroccan culture presents a sharp dichotomy between public and private selves, nurturing both inter- and intrapersonal intelligences in distinctly separate social settings. This variability underscores the flexibility and cultural contingency of personal intelligences. As we delve deeper into understanding these forms of intelligence, we not only learn more about how individuals operate within their cultural milieus, but also gain insights into the broader spectrum of human cognitive abilities. Through this exploration, personal intelligences offer valuable tools for enhancing self-knowledge and fostering better social interactions, crucial for personal development and harmonious societal functioning. Part 9: Revamping Education with the Lens of Multiple Intelligences. Consider the task of teaching computer programming. Typically, the logical, mathematical, and linguistic intelligences are tapped. But what if education systems could broaden their approach, integrating musical, spatial, or interpersonal intelligences into the learning process? Such is the potential when applying Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences in educational settings. The current state of educational curriculums often caters predominantly to conventional intelligence metrics, usually linguistic and mathematical. However, embracing multiple intelligences necessitates a radical transformation in how educational systems identify and nurture individual aptitudes. The first step towards such reform is the development of diverse intelligence assessments. These should vary not only in the type of intelligence they measure, but in how they are adapted to different age levels and learning stages. Early and accurate intelligence mapping would enable tailored educational approaches, enhancing strengths and bolstering weaker areas. Consequently, educational programs need to reassess and refine their objectives. Ambiguous goals, such as helping students achieve their potential, lack actionable clarity. Instead, goals should be specific and measurable, like ensuring all students achieve a certain level of literacy relevant to their everyday interactions and civic responsibilities. Furthermore, it's vital to consider how different intelligences can be used as both tools and targets of education. To elaborate, consider a student struggling with traditional reading methods. Implementing kinesthetic learning strategies, using bodily movements to explore the shapes and structure of letters, could significantly enhance their understanding and retention. Lastly, a nuanced understanding of cultural contexts is crucial. A historical example of neglecting this aspect is seen in attempts to westernize Iran's educational system in the mid-20th century, emphasizing logical-mathematical learning in a culture that traditionally did not prioritize this form of intelligence. The resulting friction underscored the importance of aligning educational reforms with the cultural and cognitive fabric of the student population. By aligning teaching methods and goals with the diverse intelligences of students, education can become more inclusive, effective, and empowering. Such a shift would not only cater to the traditionally recognized intelligences, but would also validate and nurture other forms of intelligence, ultimately facilitating a more holistic development of student potential. What awaits us then, with such an enlightened approach to education, is an exciting narrative of expanded human capability and societal growth. Final summary. In contemporary Western society, the prevailing notion is that intelligence is a singular, quantifiable trait, typically reflected in a numerical IQ score. However, this perspective is challenged by the theory of multiple intelligences, which posits that human cognition is not uniform, but multifaceted. According to this theory, intelligence manifests in various distinct forms, each functioning with a degree of independence in our neurobiological framework. The intelligences identified include linguistic, musical, logical-mathematical, spatial, bodily-kinesthetic, intrapersonal, and interpersonal. Each type represents unique ways individuals perceive, interact with, and understand the world. Recognizing these diverse intelligences can significantly enhance educational strategies. By developing assessments that accurately reflect these varied intellectual capacities, educators can better identify students' strengths and areas needing support. This tailored approach promises not only to cultivate inherent talents, but also to address and strengthen less developed areas. Ultimately, embracing the concept of multiple intelligences could lead to a more inclusive and effective educational system, one that acknowledges and nurtures the full spectrum of human potential. This shift in understanding and approach could unlock unprecedented opportunities for individual and societal growth, redefining success and intelligence in our culture. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.